Back on Newfoundland's Oz FM, I'm Stephen Lethbridge, and circle these dates on your calendar. Friday, November 21st, and circle the 22nd twice. That's because it's time for a jolly, dolly Christmas. It's back at the Majestic with Krista Borden. And Krista joins me in studio right now. Welcome in and happy November.
Thank you, Stephen, and happy November to you as well.
Oh, man, that is... Holy cow, I thought Dolly was in the room with me for a second. This is Newfoundland and Labrador's premier Dolly Parton tribute and back in time for the holidays once again. Tickets are on sale now. That's at MajesticTheaterHill.com. And stick around. Got some giveaways coming up. Dolly Parton Christmas tribute. Such a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah. I am the biggest Dolly Parton fan. And when I was a little girl in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, I just gave away my age, but that's totally fine. That's okay.
I was a little boy in the 80s. It's okay.
Well, there we go. There we go. Same 80s, though? Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so I used to dress up as Dolly Parton and, you know, put socks down and whatever I could and, you know, sometimes like balloon, whatever I could find.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, tease my hair all big and get into my mom's blue eyeliner and whatever else I could find and stand up on the coffee tables and do little concerts. And I've been literally doing this my whole life. Now, I studied music class and I've done other things, but my heart belongs to Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I just love her so much, Steve.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's hard not to love Dolly Parton. And I mean, listen, God love her. I don't know if Dolly's got shows coming up in Newfoundland and Labrador anytime soon, but this is 1A for sure. So as a lifelong fan of Dolly Parton, what is it about her music you think endures so much? Because, I mean, you see it at your shows. I'm sure you see 1 to 100, 8 to 80, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing, and it's a really rare thing, I feel, in the music industry these days. And I don't know what it is. There's just something really magic about Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she came out and she said, "This is how I look. People think I'm dumb. I don't care what they think. You have no idea how much it costs to look this cheap."
Yeah.
And she just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, she did her own thing. She really believed in herself, and her music is amazing. As a woman, she's given so much more respect than so many other female artists and songwriters and businesswomen and producers and writers and just everything that she's done, you know. I'm even wearing her lipstick right now. She even has a lipstick line, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just, I feel that she came from nothing and she built her whole world around being an authentic version of herself.
Sure.
And that's why she's always appealed to me.
Absolutely.
And I just love that this year with the show, not only am I delivering all of the Dolly Parton hits, like Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, I Will Always Love You, but John Andrews and I are doing the full Once Upon a Christmas album.
Yeah.
The Kenny and Dolly album. You're not allowed to be a Newfoundlander if you don't have a copy of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, they'll kick you out.
Yeah.
Back to Portabasco, too. It's really part of our culture. It's
100%.
Part of our heritage. I think it was the only, you know, cassette tape we had in the house for a very long time. And when we bought the CD, it was a very big deal, you know. And to this day, I feel like there's... Okay, so I recently did some stuff with the Arts and Aging Network in old folks' homes.
Sure.
We were delivering some art programming there, which was amazing. And I realized the power of nostalgia as a healing thing, as a beautiful healing thing. And what I see at these shows is I see a lot of dudes take their mom or their nan.
Sure.
This is just a little, by the way, dudes, take your mom or your nan
great
to the show.
Early
it's a
Christmas
great
gift.
Christmas gift. But they bring them and it really transports people back in time, but into a really happy time, Christmas time.
Yep.
And maybe that was a time when your children were kids, or maybe it was a time when your nan and pop were still there, you know, were still with us. Whatever it is, everybody seems to have, thus far anyway, really warm, yummy memories of the Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers Christmas album. And it just brings back something that you can't go out and buy it, and you can't get it from the music that's being created in the now.
Yeah.
It just comes from that really special place in our memories and our hearts.
And I think that's like, for me, holidays, music's like, I mean, gifts are great. Baked goods are nice. The decorations, music's number one for me. Around the holidays, like, I think that's the thing that really puts me into that mind of being at home when I was a kid in the holidays, or being at my, like, my nan's house at the holidays.
Yeah.
I think that's what this show does as well. So I think that is my number one thing. So I know, like, throughout your career, obviously, Dolly Parton is the focus right now. But what are some other artists that you love to cover? Because you've got Kenny Rogers going to be making an appearance at the show. Queens of Country as well, besides. So what are some other artists you love to cover?
Oddly enough, I would have to stop at Leonard Cohen. That's pretty much the only other one. I know, it's kind of weird. And like maybe some Lana Del Rey, but I haven't done a show with that yet.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Maybe when I'm 60 and that's nostalgia. And you have a lot of like very old, very sad ladies that want to be going sad and listen to some Lana Del Rey. We'll do that.
When she opens Lana Wood. That's when it's time. When she opens her own theme park.
That's hysterical. Yeah. When you said earlier, you mentioned about your nan.
Yeah.
One of the collective cultural pieces that I find interesting about Newfoundlanders and Labradorians around Christmas is that family piece is there.
Totally.
It's Nan and Pop are there, yep. You know, and you go to Nan's house, Aunt Mabel, you know, your aunts and uncles, like for me, it was Aunt Mabel and Uncle Din. You know, you're all around your family, right?
Sure.
But the idea of the Nan, I had to write that into the show. So this isn't just the kind of show where I stand up with my bra really stuffed and deliver some Dolly Parton in a wig.
Yeah.
You know? It's that plus.
Yeah, of course. That's a part of it.
But there's so. Yeah, but there's more.
Sure, yeah.
It's actually, there's also some sketch comedy that I wrote. And I wrote the show to have a storyline. So in the storyline, Miss Dolly Parton, well, she's lost her Christmas spirit because, you know, she did lose her husband this past year.
Yes,
so when I was thinking about writing the show, I thought, okay, I want to make something that's a good storyline. So the premise of the show is that Dolly has lost her jolly.
Mm.
And she is trying to find someone who can help her find her Christmas spirit again. She's really lost her Christmas spirit. She doesn't want to go on tour.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to do the Christmas show. She doesn't care if Dollywood sinks or floats. She just doesn't care anymore. She's really lost. She's very sad. And so she hears about this person by the name of Johnny Rogers, who is actually Kenny Rogers, long lost, illegitimate son.
I see.
You see, because he played the Memorial Stadium.
Gotcha.
And he swept this Newfoundland.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, gorgeous Newfoundland women. Because, you know, Newfoundland women are all gorgeous.
Of course.
And easily sweepable.
Yes.
And he has this love affair with this woman that he met at the Memorial Stadium down by Kitty Vitty. And, you know, he fills her brain with delusions of buying the Sprung greenhouses in Mount Pearl and living happily ever after in what we now know as the Southlands.
Man, yeah.
And then leaves her and doesn't really know that she's with child.
Yeah.
And then, of course, her nan raises the child who turns out to be Kenny.
Yeah.
Dolly. Kenny's jeez, it's a lot. It's a lot. Kenny's son, Johnny Rogers, and he's Kenny's son.
Yeah.
But he's raised by his nan. And in the sketches, I had to get someone who is an actor. I needed a really great comedic actor.
Sure.
So, of course, I chose one of my very best friends, Keith Power.
Fantastic.
And Keith plays Nan. Now, Keith isn't in the concert version of the show because he's doing shows of Spirit in Newfoundland. They're doing The Grinch Dressing the Gravy this year. Another wonderful show to go
absolutely.
To. So, so good.
There's lots of time to fill over the holidays.
Oh, there's lots of shows to go to.
Absolutely.
There's nothing, you know, don't be short for something
Jolly
to do.
Jolly Dolly Christmas first, though, please.
But, you know, but probably do that. Well, our tickets are selling out,
yes,
so you might want
absolutely.
To grab those first.
Yep.
So, I digress.
Yeah.
Keith plays the Nan in the sketches. So when the show opens, there'll be live music and stand-up comedy. But then on a projector, we play these filmed sketch comedy vignettes that
amazing.
We wrote. And that tells the story of Dolly coming to Newfoundland and going and knocking on the door
absolutely.
At Nan's house looking for Johnny Rogers. And it tells a story of how, you know, she gets him to audition.
Sure.
And then he gets the part, but then he's worried about his nan because, of course, he's been living with his nan his whole life.
Sure.
And they have a bit of a codependent thing going on. I didn't take that from reality at all, as I wink.
Of course.
So then we tell the story through these sketches about how his cousin Doreen, played by Erin Windsor, who is the director of the Arts and Aging Network. So she, in the sketch comedy, you know, she's trying to get Nan to go into a home where she'll be happy. And
right.
Johnny goes and kidnaps her out of the home. And it's,
I was going to say, that's a story every Newfoundlander can relate to, but maybe not the last part, we hope.
But, so it's funny because all those kind of, I don't want to call them memes, but they're kind of memes.
Sure, yeah.
Those Newfoundland family memes that we have, the Nan and the stereotypes and all those things. So I've captured as much of that in the storyline as I can.
Yep.
And of course, Doreen actually makes a surprise appearance. She shows up. You know, she steals the stage. She sings beautifully.
Totally.
You know, her and Johnny kind of make up and realize that they both want what's best for Nan.
Yeah.
And that maybe it's okay to kind of let her go up to the Golden Sculpin retirement home. Because she got a boyfriend up there and everything.
Course, yeah.
You know, and he's got 4 new skidoos, 3 pensions, and 2 new hip replacements. So he's the Rolls Royce of seniors.
My God.
There's
and
a lot
the
in
upshot
the show.
As well for these sketches is that it gives you a lot of time for costume changes because you need it.
You know what? Ding, 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 ding. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm up to 9 costume changes so far.
Yeah.
And next time we have rehearsal, John is going to be like, if you make me sing one more solo, if you make me learn one more song so you can be back there whole off putting on dresses.
Right, yeah.
But I will make him do that.
There
and
you
he'll
go.
Love it. Because it's a really big part of Dolly. It's,
it
her
is,
style
absolutely.
Is a huge part of it.
Yep.
So I'm up to 3 wigs and I think it's 9.
Amazing.
9 costumes.
And it's so funny too about Dolly Parton because she is one of the most done-up country singers of all time. She is certainly one of the flashiest and most flamboyant, but also, I would say, one of the most genuine. I think that's where you get that level that people just have such a fondness for Dolly through these very personal moments, like Christmas time.
Yeah, and you know, you would think that a female who has fought her way to the top, you know, during the decades that she has, who was open and saying, I hope you know I'm real under all this plastic. You know, just it's incredible that she was able to capture hearts and really also capture the hearts of women and men.
Totally.
And everyone seems to love her, all ages. It's really, she's magical.
Yeah.
You know, she's magical.
For a long time, she was maybe the only person in show business that was actually honest about her own cosmetic procedures.
She did. She admitted it. Like, you know, like I said, you wouldn't believe how much it costs to look this cheap.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's incredible because she did. She had the signature hair.
Yeah.
The red nails, the red lips, the big costumes.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Rhinestones. All those things. So it's just so much fun to play her. It really, really is.
So it's a Jolly Dolly Christmas. Tickets available now. MajesticTheaterHill.com. Starring Krista Borden. You've got Friday, November 21st and 2 shows on Saturday, November 22nd. Filled with Christmas cheer, country classics, and all the Dolly goodness you could ever wish for. Before I let you go, what does 2026 have in store for Krista Borden?
You know, I haven't really thought about it yet, but I think if this show goes well, Dolly might be coming back.
Hey, there
I'm
you
thinking
go.
Dolly might be coming back maybe for an Easter special.
Fantastic.
Or something like that, because she does do a lot of those gospel types
absolutely.
Of songs.
Wonderful.
So you never know.
Absolutely. Make sure to tune in on Krista's social media as well. And we've got some tickets to give away. You can text the Oz line right now to win yours. Code word Dolly 709-576-6936.